From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The dog days of summer are now behind us. That's right, the dog days officially concluded on Monday of this week, August the 11th. That does not mean, however, that hot weather is over. The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center is forecasting that our region will see above average temperatures between now and at least September the 5th. Looking at the long-range agricultural weather forecast through September and October, the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center is forecasting above average rainfall and above average temperatures. Drought conditions are not expected to develop in the eastern United States between now and the end of October. Farmers in the eastern United States are pretty happy with the current weather situation. Corn, soybeans, peanuts, and cotton, they're all looking pretty good in mid-August.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
If your soil could talk, what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Ashland County, Ohio. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WACC, The Barn, in Ashland County, Ohio. Our pearl of wisdom today comes from an 8-year-old boy by the name of Johnson Brubaker. Johnson says, people that don't know where they're going, they should be more like a hurricane. Because a hurricane has an eye on where it's going. Thank you, Johnson, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.